Well, Ken, you decided to retire after 40 years. Why now? A lot of folks, when it's time, right?
Well, that would probably be true. You look at a lot of things and just several things lined up that it felt right. Mm-hmm. So it felt like it was a good time to end a great career.
40 years is a long time doing the same, kind of the same thing. You have seen so many things come and go in your line of work, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we get a farm bill every 5 to 7 years that changes and tweaks things and how it wants to, Congress wants to help the farmers and the ranchers. And so we've seen a lot of changes over those 40 years.
Let's talk about, I guess, the last, each decade, you've been part of a couple of different decades, and something happens in your line of work every decade, doesn't it?
That it does. When we started, I started in 1984, and 1985 Farm Bill began our Conservation Reserve Program, which we call it our CRP program, but it's basically to help set aside acreage for wildlife habitat and benefits and conserve our natural resources. That started in 85. In 95, our programs changed a little bit. We got into different things with decoupling acres. Before that, farmers, when they were planting, they were restricted to what they planted based on what we call their history or their basis that was on each farm, and that got decoupled by Congress. That was a big change that we had. We started in mid-2000s. 14 was another one that we got into a lot of livestock assistance programs. And so those were some major changes that we have that we've seen over those years to help provide needs for different things that Congress has seen when each farm bill has come up. So it's very important, and it helps stabilize not only our farming and ranching community, but it stabilizes our local communities as well.
We're getting ready to start a new year, 2025. Gut feeling, what's on the horizon now you've been doing for 40 years, but you're not going to be here doing anymore. What's going to be coming up now?
If you're talking FSA still, I mean, the news that's been out recently that Congress, with their continuing resolution, passed the one-year extension of the Farm Bill. So that's going to continue on for another year while Congress then starts to work on a new Farm Bill. What we've got going with that. For me, I'm getting just ready to enjoy a new phase of life.
Mm-hmm. Plans. Everybody probably asks you, what are your plans? What do you want to do?
Right now, I have some projects I want to do that I've put off for quite a while. I like woodworking and doing some other things mm-hmm. with that. And then maybe down the road, some seasonal work or some part-time work just to keep busy. But we're going to maybe travel a little bit, but we're going to be more. We're still staying in the area.
I was going to say, everybody kind of brings up when you're in retirement, are you going to travel someplace? It's talked about a little bit, right?
It is. We like to travel, and we like to see a lot of the national parks. Mm-hmm. And so we may schedule a few more of those than we've been able to do in the past few years.
As far as filling your position, how is that going?
They're in the process of doing that, and I think it will happen fairly soon. They will be looking at interviewing, here in the next few weeks, and with that, they should be able to have a person hired shortly.
I'm sure you're going to miss your staff. I mean, everybody in this building, and you've been around doing this for 40 years. You have met and worked with a lot of people, haven't you?
I have, and I've had a great staff. I've had a great staff over the years of the different people, and that's what makes the job pleasant and makes it that you can go 40 years. Our county committee system, which is also a system that we have within FSA, I've had a great number of county committee people that have served over those 40 years that I've been able to be a part of.
Is this what you went to school, college, and everything? Is this what you went to school for, or this just kind of fell in your lap and say, I'm going to take it and run with it?
Well, actually, I went to college to go back and farm. Okay. And then after some things fell through with that, I got into the opportunity to look at FSA. And basically, I always tell it as a standing joke, I got hired by FSA on April Fool's Day. but got hired then and was able to be able to come out to McCook and be able to start a career here, and have been fortunate to be here my full career.
We're always wondering what's going to happen to agricultural here in Nebraska, southwest Nebraska, with what we go with the drought situation, with cattle. And you talked to a lot of farmers and ranchers. I'm sure, how many have you talked to and worked with over 40 years? Holy cow, it's been a bunch.
It's too many to name or number. And when we, in 2007, we combined offices. We were originally just Red Willow County. Now we're Red Willow Frontier. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of farmers also from Hitchcock County that we serve. So it's a large number of farmers that we do take care of and serve and try to provide them the best service we can.
Yeah, we're hoping that number increases in due time, but I'm sure you probably that number hasn't increased a lot, has it?
No, but it's been pretty steady, and a lot of the interesting things that we've seen with, again, a 40-year career is getting to see working with, when I started, I worked with maybe the dad, now I'm worked with their son, maybe now even in some cases their grandson, and seeing that family lineage carry over into the farming operation is neat.
Well, thanks. Over the years, you've sent out to us a lot of emails, stuff wanting the media to announce, so we appreciate that, and hopefully the next person in charge can keep on doing that same job for you.
Yeah. I'm sure they will, and I'm sure they'll do a good job. So thank you for always being receptive for those.